Today's daf is Nida daf Samach Dalid. We are holding on daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. We are at Amar Rava. First one on the line is the Mechsi, about 8-9 lines from the end of the page. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Henry Orlinsky, Lezecher Nishmas, Marcel Weber, Mordechai Ben Yoshua, Menachem Mendel, Allah Hashalom, who was lifted on Shabbos, Tes Kislev. We thank Henry very much for the sponsorship, and certainly the Neshama, Shev and Aliyah from the Zechus of Our Learning. And it's also sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. And we thank Dr. Landerer again so much for the continued sponsorship. So again, we're holding at Amar Rav, and the last thing we're going to do before the mission over here is going to discuss whether we require an additional Ona whenever one is Choshesh for a Vesa. So we know you have to be Choshesh for that Onas Vesa. That idea that 12 hours. But is there a requirement of an additional ona, what we commonly refer to as the onas ha'or zarua, that one has to be choshesh perhaps for an additional ona? Then the Mishnah is going to discuss at the bottom what it takes to be kovei aveses, what it takes to be oker aveses, and it's going to discuss the requirement to be choshesh even for aveses she'ena kavua. Then the Gemara on the top of Amud Aleph, the Amud Aleph is going to be about vestos, Amud Beis about dam besulim. So the Gemara on the top of Amud Aleph is going to talk about a veses haflaga. How many times does it take if the veses is not a consistent, it's not a straight veses, it's a veses that moves up in number. Day 15, day 16, day 17. So does it take three times or four times to be koveya such a veses? We're going to have a raya from a brisa for each shita. Then we're going to discuss being choshesh for veses she'ena kavua, even during Yemei Ziva, even if it falls out during a time where you would not expect her to see dam. So whether there's an obligation to still be choshesh for a vesa she'ena kavua. Then the Gemara is going to discuss if a woman has two re'ios on the same day, so she hasn't yet been koveya a veses, so it's enough to be oker with just one time not seeing on that day. You don't need two for two. You don't need two times not seeing on that day to be oker. Then the last mission in the perek is going to compare the dam of an isha to a gefen, and it's going to discuss why it's a positive thing if a woman has a lot of dam and a negative thing if she does not have a lot of dam. And then Be'ez Hashem we will begin the last parak in Shas, and the Mishnah is going to talk about how long can we still assume dam besulim. We assume dam besulim, or the Mishnah assumes dam besulim is dam maka. It's not going to be metame and isha. So for how long after she gets married that she bleeds can we still assume, it's just the dam besulim, don't worry about it, doesn't make her a nida. We're going to have three categories of women. There are women that are way too young to see dam. There are women that are old enough to see dam nida but haven't yet seen dam nida. And then there are women that are both old enough to see dam nida and have already seen dam nida. And obviously we're going to have different amounts of time that we're going to still be tola b'dam besulim for the different women. The Gemara is going to talk about how to tell if a makkah has healed, because one of the rules in the Mishnah is about achetichya makkah, until the makkah is healed. So how do you know if the wound from the dam besulim is healed or not? And then we're going to have a machlokas if a woman is higiyas mana, if she's already old enough to see, she gets 4 nights. She gets 4 nights where we still assume dam besulim. So machlokas whether those 4 nights would still be 4 nights even if she has tashmish during the day. Is it 4 times having tashmish, or is it dafka 4 nights where we still assume dam besulim? That's going to be machlokas at the end of the daf be'ezras Hashem. So let's begin. We are at Amar Rava, about 9 lines from the end of the page. Amar Rava halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. So says the Gemara that Rava paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. So says Gemara, mi amar Rava hachi? Does Rava really paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Va'tanya, didn't we have a price of Yizatim? Meaning Rabbi Yehuda held that you have to observe one ona for a veset, that if a woman is expected to see dam on Tuesday day, so it's sunrise to sunset on Tuesday, and that's it. So says Gemara, va'tanya, but the price tells us Yizatim is b'nei Yisrael mitumasam mikan amar Rabbi Yirmiyah. That men have to be purish from their wives in the time period that's samuch levestan, that's near the veset, the kama, and how much is near the veset? Amarava, ona, that it's an ona. My love, ona achriti, doesn't ona mean an additional ona, not just that ona, but the previous ona as well? That's the hava mean of the Gemara, that that's what it must mean. So the Achronim are bothered why we assume that that's the hava mean, meaning why the Gemara would have a hava mina, that it means ona achriti, but that is the hava mina. Says Marlo, osa ona. So the ona samach levesta means that ona itself, the ona during which the vesed falls out, not an additional ona. And that's it. That's the answer of the Gemara, that it's only osa ona, it's not an additional ona. So that's what makes the Arzarua so perplexing. The Arzarua requires an additional ona. So the Beis Yosef points out in Simkov Pei Dalid that it's a beferisha Gemara, where the Gemara had thought of this possibility and outright rejected the possibility that there's an additional ona that you have to be choshish for. And therefore the Beis Yosef says that we should not be choshish for that Arzarua at all. However, the Bach says that since the Gemara understood the pashtus of the Lashon of Rabbi Yirmiyah to include an additional ona, and even though the halacha is not that way, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's only that ona, since the Gemara thought that was the pashtus of the Lashon, ro'i lahachmir. It's ro'i lahachmir for that additional ona. The Shach explains, no, the reason why the Arzaru is machmir is not because he's going against the Gemara, nor because he's even going like the havamin of the Gemara, but the Gemara was working with a different mitzius. The Gemara was assuming that a woman is able to predict with great accuracy exactly what time of day she's going to see dam. So the ona hasamach levesta is the entire ona during which that moment where she's expecting to see dam falls out. But nowadays, women are not able to predict with nearly that kind of accuracy. So even if they're able to predict that it's going to be sometime on Tuesday day, so the whole Tuesday day becomes that moment. And the ona hasamach levesta would then be the previous ona. That's how they justify the chumrah of the Arzarua. But frankly, Gemara betarti lamali, why does Rav have to tell me twice that you have to be poresh during the onus of Aset? So tzricha, we need it to be told twice, both in the Mishnah and in the Braisa. Diashminan ha, if Rav would have let us know only from our Mishnah that Allah Chazak Rabbi Yehuda have minahani minah taros, I would think that that's only as far as taros are concerned, that we require her to not touch taharos throughout the onus of Aset. But I would think as far as her husband is concerned, she does not have to be careful during the onus of Eset. So kamash malan. That's why it tells us that this is not only chumra l'taharos, it applies l'baila as well. That is certainly the pashtus of the Gemara, that it applies for both baila and taharos. And that's what Tosos writes on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, and that's how the Achronim understand our Gemara as well. However, the Rambam says that the Mishnah Achronim writes that we don't find anywhere in the Rambam that you have to be poresh from taharos during the onus of Eset. And the Rambam writes all the halachas of taharos also, and yet the Rambam never says anything about being poresh from taharos during the onus of Eset. So says the Mishnah Achrona that the Rambam must have interpreted the Gemara that we might have explained the Mishnah to be talking about poresh from taharos, kamash malan, that's not at all what the Mishnah is talking about. Meaning not that I needed Rav to tell it to me twice. One to tell me that you got to be parish from Taros, and the other time tell me you have to be parish from Baila. Had it only said it once, I would have thought it's about Taros. It says it a second time to tell me that, no, it's only about Baila. V'imeyahi, and if Rav only would have taught me this halacha based on the Braisa, that she has to be parish from her husband, Samach Levesta, hava mina Samach Levesta, ona achriti, I would have thought Samach Levesta means like the Arzarua, an additional ona. So kamash malan, osa ona. That's why it tells me that Allah Zek Rabbi Yehuda, that it's only during that ona itself. Good, now the Mishnah is going to discuss very basic, how one is Koveya Veses, how one is Oker Veses. If a woman has a Ves Kavua to see every 15 days. So we already saw in the Gemara way back on Daf Lamed Tes that it doesn't mean every 15 days. That would be the craziest example ever, that a woman has a Ves Kavua for every 15 days. That would be so unusual. No, it means 15 days from the day of her Tevila. 15 days from the day of her Tevila, which means every 22 days. Still somewhat short, on the short side of things, but the real motivation of the Gemara interpreting it that way is not because it's so unusual, but because it's impossible. Because we assume that after the Yemei Nida, you have Yud Aleph Yom, Shebein Nida L'Nida. You have 11 days of Yemei Ziva, and a woman is not Koveya Veses b'yimei ziva. It's highly unusual for a woman to bleed during the yimei ziva. If it meant literally 15 days, that would land right in the middle of the yimei ziva. So the Gemara says it can't be what it means. It has to mean 15 days after her tevila, so the 11 days, shebein nida l'nida, have already passed. So whatever it is, she has a vesis kavua, she sees every 50, what the Mishnah calls 15 days, in reality means 22 days, but we're just going to translate the words of the Mishnah, otherwise it's going to be confusing. So she has a vesis kavua for 15 days. Vishinsa lios ro liyom esrim. And then 1 month she sees 20 days later. Zevze asurin. So both day 15 and day 20 of the following month are asur. Because she has ves kavua 15 and ves she'ena kavua for 20. Shinsa pa'amayim liyom esrim. If twice she's mishana tiyom esrim, zevze asurin. Both yom chamisha asur and yom esrim are asur. Shinsa shalosh pa'am liyom esrim. If it happens 3 times that she saw on day 20 and not on day 15, hutar chamisha asur, the ves kavua of Chamisha Asar goes away, the Kavala Yom Esrim. Now she has a new Ves Kavua for Yom Esrim. She'ini Shekavasa Ves Asher Tekvenu Shalosh Pa'amim. It takes 3 times to be Kavaya Veses. Ve'ina Mitaharis Min HaVeses Asher Deyakar Menu Shalosh Pa'amim. And she's only Tahora from a Veses when it goes away 3 times, when there are 3 times where it does not happen. See, Itmar, the Gemara says, what about the following kind of Veses? What if you have a Veses Hadiluk? Ves Hadiluk is, she sees the 15th day of Nisan, the 16th day of Iyar, 17, so v'chule v'chule. So how many times does it take to set up a vessel like that? So itma rasa yom chamisha asa l'chodesh zeh. A woman sees on the 15th day of this month. Yom shisha asa l'chodesh zeh. 16th day of the next month. Yom shiva asa l'chodesh zeh. And the 17th day of the following month. So she saw in tesvav nisan tes zayin yor yud zayin sivan rav amar kavala vessel dilug. Rav says she now has a vessel dilug and in Tammuz, on the Yud Ches Tammuz, she's going to have to be Choshesh, that she that's her Yom HaVeses, that's because she now has a Veses Kavua for Dilug. So just like a woman could be Kaveh Veses to see on the same date every month, she could be Kaveh Veses to be Medaleg a day each and every month. Tosfos explains that our sugya, it must be talking about Ves HaChodesh, that it's a new type of Ves we haven't seen in the Mishnayos, that it's not about how many days apart the Re'ios are from each other, but it's about a day on the calendar, it's about a date of the month. This is the Inyan of Ves HaChodesh. This is the Makar for Ves HaChodesh. This sugya is the source for Ves HaChodesh. And Tosfos says that the din of Ves HaChodesh is mentioned earlier in the Gemara as well, in Daf Lama Tes, where it spoke about Rasa Bereish Yarcha, meaning it sounds like she's Kaveh HaVeses for Rosh Chodesh, even though a lot of the Rishonim understood that Gemara to be talking about a Ves HaFlaga also, and not a Ves HaChodesh. So this sugya is the primary source for the existence of such a concept called Ves HaChodesh. Why am I making such a big deal about this sugya being the source of that? Because the Ramban, in his commentary on Shas, and in his Halachos, and is quoted by the other Rishonim, disagrees with the entire concept of Ves HaChodesh. According to the Ramban, there is no source in Shas that there's such a thing called Ves HaChodesh, and it's also illogical that there would be such a thing as a Ves HaChodesh, because Kviyas Yom HaChodesh is not totally in the natural order of things. Meaning it's true that a woman's cycle may be tied up to the moon and the constellations or whatever, but that's not how Rosh Chodesh is determined. Rosh Chodesh is determined by a Beis Din, and sometimes there are other considerations. If it's going to be challenging for the Olei Regalim to get here or get back, whatever, there are all sorts of considerations that we have in terms of being Koveya Rosh Chodesh, but it's all totally in the Beis Din. So it doesn't make any sense that a woman's Riyas Dam is going to be totally on the Chodesh. And the Halacha, the Ramban says that we should be Choshish for those Rishonim that say that there is a Din of Ves HaChodesh, but he thinks really, really there isn't. Meaning in reality, there's no such Halacha. As an extra sniff, but not really. Meaning, rarely. The Ra'ah holds that there is such a din of Ves HaChodesh, but it's not based on the Yom HaChodesh. It's based on the Molad HaLevana.
which, wow, that's quite a chumrah. I mean, that means a woman has to keep track of when the molad is, right? That in order to be able to figure out what her vestals are. So what do you do with the kasha of the Ramban? That how could you be koveya vestas? It's all tali and bezdin. It has nothing to do with. It has little to do with the actual levana. So the Rashba in Mishmeres Habayis has a famous passage where he says he doesn't understand the problem. Everything that Bezer Shalmata does over here, Bezer Shalmaila is maskimim mimayim. Everything that Bezer Shalmata decides, Bezer Shalmaila changes the teva based on that. Just like we assume that a bas gimel shanim v'yom echad, if she's nivelas rachman al son, we assume that the besulim is not chozer, but pachas mi bas gimel shanim, that's nivelas, the besulim is chozer. What if the Bezin decided last minute that they're going to add another month to the year, they're going to make it a leap year, so now that's going to change her besulim? Yes, that's going to change her besulim. When Bezin paskins, so then the Bezin shalmaila is maskim imahim, and therefore you can have a vesas for Yom HaChodesh, says the Rashba in the Mishmeres Habayis. So Rav's Shita is that you're koveya ves l'dilug just from 3 months of seeing in a pattern of dilug. Ushmol amar atche tishalish b'dilug. Shmuel says, no, you need 3 dilugim. It's not enough to have 3 months where there's a pattern of dilug. You need 3 skips. So it needs to be 4 months. So it's got to be tesvav nisan, tesayin iyor, yud zayin sivan, and Yud Ches Tammuz, and then you have 3 dilugim. So Neima Rav Shmuel Bepluk the Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel Kamifli. So at first the Gemara says maybe they both agree that it's only 3 months that you need dilugim, that we count the vessels by the vessel dilug based on not how many months it was, but how many dilugim it was. And the machlokas is really how many times it takes to have a chazaka. Do you need is 2 times enough to establish a chazaka, or 3? Detanya, because after all, we do have a brisa that tells us this machlokas, that nisus l'rishon v'meis, if a woman marries one guy and the guy dies, l'sheni v'meis, the second guy and he dies, l'shlishi lo tinasi divrei Rebbe, Rebbe holds she already has a chazaka that her husbands die, and therefore she's not allowed to marry a third husband. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, she's allowed to marry a third husband. She's not allowed to marry a fourth husband. But a third she is, because it takes 3 times to establish a chazaka. So maybe that's exactly what Rav and Shmuel are arguing about, that Rav holds, like Rebbe, that 2 times is enough to have a chazaka, and therefore Nisan Iyar Sivan is enough to have 2 dilugim, that's enough to establish a vessel of dilug. And Shmuel says, no, like Rav Shmuel, that you need 3 times, and therefore it's going to take 4 months to establish a vessel of dilug. Says Gemara, lo, dekuli amar Rav Shmuel, everyone holds that it takes 3 times. V'hacha b'hacha mifugi, Rav savar chamisha asar miminyana, No, the whole machlokas is, does the first re'iyah count toward the vesadiluk? So Rav would say chamisha asar b'nisan and is it counts toward the vesadiluk, meaning tesvav nisan, tesayin niyar, yud zayin sivan, and that's it. That's already called 3 times. And Shmuel would say, no, the first one doesn't count toward the minyan, because it hasn't been bedilug yet. It's only been a dilug when she sees the next month on Tes Zayin Iyar. So it says Mar Esve. So we're going to bring a brisa that's a kasha on Rav, and then we're going to bring a brisa that's a kasha on Shmuel. So first the kasha on Rav. Esve Hoyz Lemudel Liosro Yom Chamisha Asar. Let's say a woman had a vest kavosh she always saw on day 15, and then Vishin so the Yom Shisha Asar, and then 1 month she sees on day 16 Zeveze Asurin. So both Chamisha Asar and Shisha Asar are going to be Asar for the next month. Shinsal Yom Shiva Asar, if she then sees on day 17, Hutar Shisha Asar, day 16 becomes Mutar, Vinesa Chamisha Asar, and Chamisha Asar remains Asar because she still has a Veses Kavua Vishiva Asar, but Shiva Asar is also Asar because that's the day she saw in the last month. Shinsal Yom Shmona Asar, Hutru Kulan. But when she sees on day 18 of the following month, then everything is Hutar, because the Ves Kavua Yom Tezvav is Nekar by the fact that she didn't see for 3 months in a row on day 15, because now she saw day 16, 17, and 18. And the day 17 has been Nekar, because now she saw on day 18, Vein Aser, Elam Yishmon Aser, Ve'elach. And now you know it's going to be Aser? Day 19 of the next month is going to be Aser. So how did, so Kasha L'Rav, the fact that the Brisa set up a Vesa Dilug as being a woman who always saw on day 15, and then went to day 16, to 17, to 18, that's 4 months of Dilug, 15, 16, 17, 18, which is three Dilugim. That's a Kashan Rav. Rav should have said that as soon as she saw on day 17 of that month, then she already had a vessel Dilug. Samlach Rav, Lemuda Shaini. No, Rav is going to say that typically it takes only 3 months to establish a vessel Dilug. Over here, it's going to be three additional months aside from the day 15, because day 15 was part of a previous pattern. Meaning when she was Lemuda Liros B'Yom Chamisha Asar, she always had a vessel Kavua to see in Yom Chamisha Asar. So we're not going to be able to combine day 15 to the pattern of Dilugim, because we know day 15 already belongs to some previous pattern. But if she didn't have any vessel Kavua previously, and she just sees day 15, day 16, day 17 of three consecutive months, in a Chinami, Rav would say that already is a vessel Kavua. So frankly, that answer was so obvious because it said Lemuda. So obviously Lemuda Shaini. Says, no, Lemuda is Srichle. I might have thought that it has to Dafka tell me a case where she had a previous vessel Kavua. Because I might have thought that two times is enough to be Oker a Veses. So Kamash Milan, that's why the Bryce wants to tell me that to be Oker a previous Veses, it takes three times. But in a Chinami, I would have thought that as far as being Kovea Vesel Diluk, it doesn't matter whether the first Re'iyah of 15 was related to a previous Veses or not. So that was the Hava Minah. So Kamash Milan, that it does matter. And if day 15 was part of a previous Veses, it can't count toward the establishment of the new Vesel Diluk. So that was the Kasha on Rav and how Rav defends himself. Now a Kasha on Shmuel from a Braisa. Meisvei Rasa, Yomesu Mechad there you have it explicitly, right? She sees day 21, day 22, day 23, three consecutive months, not four, three consecutive months, she has a Veses L'Diluk. But if instead of seeing on day 23, she sees on day 24, so it went 21, 22, 24, she is not Koveya Veses, but Tiyufta de Shmuel. From the ratio, we see that it's a Tiyufta on Shmuel, because you see that only 3 months, and she's Koveya Veses L'Diluk. So I'm like Shmuel, Shmuel will defend himself. Now the case must have been that she previously had a Ves Kavua for day 20, and then 3 months happened where she sees day 21, 22, day 23. But what it really means is now it was 20, 21, 22, 23. But the whole assumption was that she had previously seen Ves Kavua for day 20. And Dekanami, it's Meduyik this way. So, meaning it would be highly unusual to come up with, to pick, we normally like to pick round numbers. So you're going to start giving a case where you start with the number 21? Why would you start with the number 21? No, it must be that there was an assumption that day 20 was already there, and then, you say, and then what changed was, it went to 21, to 22, 23. So Shmuel will maintain his position that it takes four times to establish a Vesel Diluk. So we said it takes three times to be Koveya a Veses. So Amar of Papalo Amar and Ela Lemikva'a. Avalamechashla Bechadazim Lechaisha. Yeah, that's to be Koveya a Veses. But to be Choshesh for a Veses, even just once, you already have to be Choshesh for a Veses. So my Kamash Melantanina, what are you teaching me? I already know this in our mission. It said, Haysen Lemuda Liosra Yom Chamisha Savashinsa Liyom Esrim Zevze Asurin. So they're both going to be Asur, even the one that she only saw just one time is going to be Asir. So what are you adding? So Ime Hasan, now if I would have only known it from the Mishnah, I would think that that's if the next time this date comes up, it's going to be during the Yemei Nida, where she is likely to see Dam. But in a case where the Ves She'ena Kavua is going to come up during the Yemei Ziva, where she's unlikely to see Dam, Emalo, I might think that you don't have to be Choshesh at all for Ves She'ena Kavua. So Kamash Malan, that's why our Papa's telling me that she's Choshesh, even if it lands out during the Yemei, during the Yemei Ziva. So that's a question. When we say that we're choshesh for Ves She'ena Kavua, what's the assumption? Is it that we assume that the Ves She'ena Kavua is turning into a vesas kavua, or is it no, separate din that you have to be choshesh for whatever she saw last time, even if it's not going to turn into a vesas kavua? Because if you hold that einisha kavasa vesa b'yimei zivasa, that a woman cannot be kavaya vesas b'yimei zivasa, so what are we doing? Why are we being choshesh for a vesas she'eino kavua during the yimei ziva? So that's a big discussion in poskim, what we assume the nature of vesas she'eino kavua is. Is it a concern that she's going to be that this is going to be a pattern that's going to stick? Meaning, there's a discussion. What if you have vesla ledilug of haflagos, not vesla ledilug of yemei chadash, vesla ledilug of haflagos, but in the reverse? Meaning, you could have a case where a woman sees 25 days later, then 26 days later, then 27 days later, then 28 days later, v'chulei v'chulei, and that's a ves kavua, right? What if a woman sees 30 days later, then 29 days later, then 28 days later, then 27 days later? So are you gonna assume that that's a vesas that works in the opposite direction? So it's a big machlok saposkim. Why yes? Because it's a pattern. Why not, right? It should be a vesas. Why not? Because that's something that can't continue forever. By its very nature, it can't continue forever. She'd hemorrhage and bleed and die. Beating, it keeps getting less and less and less and less. So if she ends up bleeding all the time, so then it wouldn't. That would be terrible. That can't happen. So that's a basic, fundamental discussion. When you learn Vestos, they have to think about as you go through all of the sugyas. Ve'ena mitaharis min avesas. A woman is only mitaharis min avesas when she's okirit shalosh pa'amin. Right. So amra papa lo amaran el de kavate tosazim. That's only if she was kaveya it three times, then it's going to take three times to be oker. Aval trezimni, but if she was only kaveya vesas twice, meaning it only happened twice, then bechadazimni meaker, then it could be neaker even by one time of it not happening. You don't need two times of it not happening. Says Mar Maikamashmalin, what are you teaching me? Tanina, that already says in the Mishnah, that it takes three times to be kaveya vesas. So what are you telling me? That two times is not a kaveya vesas? Of course, two times is not a kvias veses. Now, mal de tema chad lechad, trei letarti, tlasa letlasa. I might think that it's symmetrical, that if she sees dam on a date one time, so it takes only one time not seeing on that date to be oker. We know that if she sees three times, it takes three times not seeing on that date to be oker. I might have thought that if she sees two times, that it takes two times not seeing on that date to be oker. So that's why Kamash Malan, that's not the case. It's interesting, the Gemara never has a havamina that if she sees six times, that it takes six times to be oker. Right? We assume that that it's never going to take more than three times to be oker. That if you don't see three consecutive times of not seeing dam, that for sure is going to work. That for sure is going to be oker the vesas. Tiny kavasid Rav Papa. We have a brisa that says like Rav Papa that even if she saw even if she saw two times, it's enough to have one akiras haveset to then ignore it in the future. If a woman had a ves kavua for day 20, vishinsa liyom shloshim, and then 1 month she sees on day 30, zeviza asum. So the following month, day 20 and day 30 are asur. Higia yom esrim v'lo ra'asa, then she doesn't see on day 20, mutaris l'shamish ad yom shloshim, she's allowed to have tashmish up until day 30, v'choshesh yom shloshim, but then when day 30 comes, she has to be chosh for that as well. Higia yom shloshim v'ra'asa, she sees on day 30, and then higia yom esrim v'lo ra'asa, and then she does not see on the following day 20, higia yom shloshim v'lo ra'asa, nor does she see on the following day 30, higia yom esrim v'ra'asa, but then she sees again on day 20, Hutar Yom Shloshim. Now she no longer has to be choshesh for Yom Shloshim because Yom Shloshim only happened twice. So the Vesas is Nekar. V'Nesar Yom Esrim. And now Yom Esrim is going to be Asr. V'Preish Orech B'Zman Oba. Because we assume that the either Orech or Orach, right, that was two deos in the Aruch, whether it's the guest comes on time and it's a mashal, or it's Orech, which is the expression that we use, Orech Kanashim, to describe Nida, but we assume that the Nida comes in the right time at the Zman Vesas Kavua that she previously had. So when she sees on day 20, we assume it's not Mikre, it's not by happenstance. We assume she's going back to her previous Teva that was Kavua to see on Yom Esrim B'Chodesh. So even though three times she didn't see on Yom Esrim, and the Ves Kavua is Nekar with three times, so we assume that if it comes back even once, it returns. And that's a halacha in Dine Vestos, that if a woman has a Ves Kavua, and then is Oker the Ves Kavua, and then it comes back at some later date, so then we assume that the Ves Kavua has returned, even though it only came back once. Question is how long that lasts. Meaning, let's say when a woman is 22 years old, she has a vest kavua to see on the 28th day of the month. And then for 15 years, it never happened. And now she's 37 and she sees on the 28th day of the month. So you can say, oh, ves kavua, she's going back. So what's the, in poskim, it doesn't say explicitly what the gvul is, like where you draw the line, what the limit is. I was listening to the shiurim from Rabbi First from Chicago, and he said that Rav Moshe and Rav Eliyashiv both held about a year or two. That definitely more than a year or two. They both wouldn't give an exact number. They both said Rav Moshe told you. Rav First said that Rav Moshe said, it's got to be soon after. It can't be way after. So it has to be something that a normal person would probably still remember. You could have the app and you program it in, and the app will always remember. Yeah, but a normal person would still remember. That's what Lechora would have to be. Okay, Nashim b'Besuleim k'Gafagim. Last mission of the Perek. Women, when they are besulos, are like grapevines. Yesh kefen sheyena adom, yesh kefen sheyena shachar. Sometimes a grapevine produces red wine, and sometimes it produces black wine. Yesh kefen sheyena meruba, yesh kefen sheyena muat. Sometimes the vine produces a lot of wine, sometimes not so much wine. So too by dam of an isha. Some women have different color blood, some women have different amounts of blood. Rabbi Yehuda Amar kol gefen yesh ba yayin, v'shein ba yayin, harez adorkati. That all gefen is supposed to have wine, and if it doesn't have wine, then it's a durkati. So any woman is supposed to have dam besulim and dam nida. A woman who doesn't have dam besulim and doesn't have dam nida is a durkatua. It means that she's not going to have children. So the question of what exactly means she's not going to have children. Does it mean she's not going to have any children, or she's not going to have many children? So that is a machlokas in the Rishonim. Rashi sounds like she's not going to have many children, but she may have some children. And that's how Rashi understands katua, that she's katua from dam besulim and dam nida, but the Aruch says that katua means she's katua mi banim, not mi damim, which means she's not going to have any children. So that's a big nafkamina in terms of if a woman doesn't have dam. Ramesh has a tshuva that a woman was 20 years old and she was a gadola, she had simane gadlus, but she didn't see any dam. So do you have to tell that in shiduchim that she didn't see any dam? Because that is that a guarantee that she's not going to have children? The case Ramesh was in with was the doctor said that that it is likely that she will have children. I don't know the specifics medically of that, but that was the shayla Rav Moshe had. So he discusses this issue: is it that she's not going to have any, or that she's not going to have many? So Tana Darka Tua, Tani Rabbi Chia K'shem Shasaori Yafelisa Kach Dam Yafel Neisha. Just like yeast is good for the dough, dam is good for a woman. It means that she's likely to become pregnant. Tana Mishum Ramer Kalisha Shademeh Merubin Paneh Merubin. A woman who has a lot of dam, it's a good thing. It means that she's going to have a lot of children. Okay, so Hadron L'Chaisha, now we begin Be'ezras Hashem, the last parak in Shas. And now we're going to discuss Dam Besulim. Dam Besulim is Meikra Din Dam Maka. And that's what the Gemara is going to assume until we introduce a Chumra much later on. But Dam Besulim, we assume, is Dam Maka. It's the same as cutting her finger or cutting any other part of her body where it's not going to make her Nida. So the whole question is, since this Maka is very, very close to where Dam Nida comes from, so when do we assume that Dam that comes out of that area is Dam from the Besulim, which you don't have to worry about, and when do we assume it's Dam Nida? So the Mishnah is going to identify three different stages of a woman's life where she gets married and has Dam Besulim and give us different guidelines for how long she can assume that it's Dam Besulim. So Tinok Shalogiyas Manaliros Vinises, if you have a young girl who's not even old enough to see Dam Nida and she gets married, Beishamai Ramnosna Arbalelos, Beishamai says you give her 4 nights to have Tashmish with her husband, and if she sees Dam in those 4 nights, it's all Dam Besulim, she's not Tame. But after 4 nights, if she sees Dam, then you assume it's Dam Nida. Beisil says, no, you wait until the wound heals. Once the wound heals, then if she subsequently sees dam, it's dam nida. But so long as she's continuously bleeding from that wound, then you assume that it's still dam besulim. Second category, higiyas manaliros. If a woman is old enough to get her period, but never actually did yet, v'niseis, and then she gets married, beshamei omrim nosna laila rishon, beshamei says she could have tashmish with her husband that first night, and any dam that she sees that first night, no matter how many be'ilos they have that first night, night. Any dam she sees that first night is dam maka, it's dam besulim, or besulim man mosay Shabbos arba leilos. That we give her until mosay Shabbos 4 nights. You give her lel chamishi, lel shishi, lel Shabbos, and mosay Shabbos. And any dam that she sees on those 4 nights, because besul is nises liyom haravi'i, so she's going to first have tashmish on Wednesday night, which is yom chamishi, and then so Shabbos Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and mosay Shabbos, and all dam that she sees during that time is all dam besulim. Ra'asa va'oda bebeis aviyah, third category, if a girl is not only old enough to see dam, but she actually also saw dam while she was bebeis aviyah, so beisham ram noslan bilas mitzvah, beisham says she gets bilas mitzvah, beisham ram kala layla kula, and beisil says she gets the entire night, not just the bilas mitzvah, and the husband could be mishamish her many times, kaftashmish with her many times on that night, even if she continues to see dam. It's only after that night, if she sees dam, that she's going to be tameh. So says the Gemara, Amrav Nachum Yitzchak, afilu ra'asa, that when Beis Hillel is matir for the first case of the Mishnah of a katana that sees dam during the tashmish, Beis Hillel says ad shetichya amaka. That means if she's a 9-year-old girl, even if she was ra'asa previously, if she had seen dam nida previously, because we didn't make any distinction in that age group. We only made a distinction whether she had seen dam or not when she was higias manaliros. But by low higias manaliros, even if she was ra'asa, we give ra'at shetichya amaka. Mimayim mit kamaflik b'seifa bin ra'asa bin shalo ra'asa. From the fact that the seifa distinguishes between whether she was ra'asa or not, mechal de reisha lo shnahachi lo shnahachi. Sounds like in the reisha, it doesn't matter whether she actually saw dam or not. And the Bryce says explicitly that Beis Hillel holds that a girl who's low igiz manaliros is going to get ad shetichi amaka. She's going to get until the wound heals, whether or not she ever saw dam previously. Ad shetichi amaka, what does that mean exactly? Until the wound heals. Ad kama. Until when are we going to be mad to her based on this tichya hamaka criteria? Some Rav Yudam Rav calls man she nocheres. As long as she is nocheres. Different explanations of the Rishonim, what that means. Some say it means that she groans in pain because it hurts her. Others say that it means she's expelling dam. But something happens. Until she's, so long as that's still happening, we assume the makkah is not yet healed. So Kamrisa Kamei to Shmuel, when they said this to Shmuel, Amrli, Shmuel said, Nechira zu ein yodea mahi. I don't know what Nechira is. So that's not the criteria. It has to be much more objective criteria. El Kolzman, Sharok Matzui B'toch HaPeh, Machmas Tashmish. Whenever there is saliva in the mouth as a result of Tashmish. Doesn't mean saliva in the mouth, it's speaking B'lishan Nekia. It means so long as there's dam each time, Ba'osa Makom, because of Tashmish. That's a simin that Lo Chaysa Amaka. Meaning, the first time they have tashmish and there's no dam, then you know tichya amaka. Then the next time, if they have tashmish and there is dam, you know that that's dam nida. Nechira dekama Rav, when Rav says nechira, hechi dami, what's he talking about? So I'm Rav Shulman Bar Yitzchak Lidim, Farsh Liminei de Rav, Omedes Vero, Yosheves Ve'inara. It means that if she were to stand up, she would see dam, but if she were to sit down, then the dam would not come out. Then biyadua shalocha isa amaka. Then you know that it's as a result of a wound that's opening up when she positions her body in certain ways. And that's not dam nida, that's dam maka. Because when she stands up, the kosle beis harechem are closer together, and that causes dam to come out. But when she sits down, it widens the kosle beis harechem, and she's not going to be roa dam. Or, al gabi karka v'roa, al gabi karm ksasos ve'in roa. She sits on the ground, and dam comes out. She sits on cushions, and dam does not come out. So, biyadua, shalocha isa maka. You know that all that dam is a result of sitting on karka kasha, which aggravates the maka, but it's all a result of the maka. Al gabi kulam v'ra, al gabi kulam ve'en ra, v'yidua shechaysa maka. But if it's consistent, regardless of whether she sits on cushions or sits on the ground, regardless of whether she's omedes or sheves, she's always consistently either roa or ena roa, then you know that that the maka is gone, and whatever dam she has now is dam nida. It is not dam maka. So he gives mana. We then said if a woman is old enough to see dam but has not yet seen dam, so Beis Hillel says we give her from Wednesday night until Motzai Shabbos 4 nights. So Itmar Shimsha Bayamim. what if she had tashmish during the daytimes? So is it four bios or four nights? So Rav Amar lo of Sida Leilos. She still gets those four nights. Levi Amar of Sida Leilos. No, she gets four times of having tashmish. She doesn't get four nights. Rav Amar lo of Sida Leilos ad Motzei Shabbos Tinan. Rav says, because after all, look what the Mishnah says. It says ad Motzei Shabbos. So doesn't that mean that she gets four nights? Levi Amar of Sida Leilos, my arba Leilos tiktani arba onos. And Levi says, no, it means she gets four times that she has tashmish, but she doesn't get, it's no magical four nights. Rav lamali the Mishnah arba leilos. According to Rav, why does it have to say arba leilos if it's going to say ad motzei Shabbos? Meaning, why mention four nights? Just say she gets until motzei Shabbos. So orach harakamashmulan the darka debia arba leilos. It's just telling us the normal derech eretz is that tashmish happens at night, not during the daytime. So it's telling us agav that's the way a person is supposed to behave. But in a chinami, if she has tashmish during the day, it's not going to impact anything. She's still going to get until motzei Shabbos. Ululevi listeni arba leilos, ad motzei Shabbos lamali. According to Levi, all it should say is four onos. It should say four times. Why does it have to say ad motzei Shabbos, which makes it sound like you automatically get until that date? So it says, no, hakamashman, d'shari mivol l'chachil b'Shabbos. Levi wants to highlight that they're allowed to have tashmish four times between Wednesday night and Motzei Shabbos, which means that they're allowed to have bia on Shabbos, even though she's somewhat of a basula, that there's no concern that it's going to be that it's going to be a violation of causing her to bleed on Shabbos. Kedishmol, Damar Shmol, Pirtza Dechuka, Mutza Likanes Pa B'Shabbos, that if there's a Pirtza Dechuka where it's likely to bleed, you're allowed to enter it on Shabbos. Sav Pisha, Meshut Tzroros, even though there's a likelihood that there's going to be some blood. This is just an application of Davar She'en Miskavi Mutter, that since it's not definite that she's going to bleed, there may be Tzroros, and certainly that's not his Kavana anymore. She already bled once, so he's not interested in seeing the Dam Basulim, he's not having Kavana for Dam Basulim, so it's a Davar She'en Miskavin, and Davar She'en Miskavin is Mutter. Okay, B'Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Itman.